Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour today, this Friday, December 6, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate all of our sponsors, all of the Black Friday sales that have been extended, the Christmas sales that are going on, all the discounts you can take advantage of, gift certificates that you can buy. You don't even have to leave your home. Most of our sponsors have those. Greatly, greatly appreciate you guys being part of it, supporting our sponsors, all of it. Greatly appreciate that. One of the special deals that ends at 5 o'clock today is Missy's My Pure Health Solutions, $500 off the weight loss and health restoration program. Call. Don't bother going to the website. Call this number, 269-964-4044. Now, I'm going to explain to Missy that today's show, Friday, will be repeating all weekend long, and this will be rebroadcasting Monday morning on the radio station and on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Right now, it's going to be approximately 8:09 on Monday morning. I will text her and get confirmation that she will extend this offer, the best offer she's ever done. She will extend it until 9 o'clock Monday morning when I start the show back live at 9 o'clock. If you go to the website, TruckerRandyHealth.com. It's all one word. No spaces, no dots. TruckerRandyHealth.com. Look at my photographs. Look at my screenshots. It's been over a year, folks. It's been over a year, and I'm still at the same weight. I fluctuate back and forth. I play games. I have splurge days, I call them, and then I do a reset, and I'm right back to where I was. You can do this. If I can do it, you can do it. Now, I finished the program August 27th of 2023. We're well past August 27th of 2024. And I'm still at the same weight because I've learned the program. Missy, Charity, all the girls, guys down there that works for Missy, they teach you how to live your life. You don't have to be heavy. You don't have to be unhealthy. You get an absolutely free complimentary consultation worth $100 for free because you're one of my listeners. But if you call by 9 o'clock on Monday, because I got to get confirmation from her, she'll honor it, $500 off the program. In addition, she's throwing in 30 days of stem cell patches that will help your stem cells start to reproduce. Text me, Missy. I'll text you the website and what interviews to listen to, and then how to online schedule a phone consultation, or you can call her, 269-964-4044. If you are okay with your health and weight, but you know a friend or you know a family member, text me, Missy, and I'll send you the information. You can forward it to them. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Speaking of, the commercial just played Amazing Automation. I greatly appreciate it, Devin Lawrence. Teeing up the interview with my insurance agent, Tristan Cole, Farm Bureau Insurance in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, Tristan.
Good morning. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas would be a little more relevant to this insane amount of lake effect snow that we're receiving here in beautiful Bel Air, beautiful, you know, northern Michigan here. It's just crazy. It's almost normal.
Right? We're back to normal plus. Absolutely. Well, one thing, Tristan, it brought back memories to when I was 14 years old. My father died when I was 8. My mother was dating a man and ended up marrying him, my stepdad. He taught me how to drive. Okay. And the way he taught me how to drive was his 1967 red with black vinyl roof Chevy Impala with a 350 engine, automatic. But he said, Randy, start the car, back the car down the driveway, drive it back up the driveway, and make sure you stop before you go through the garage. I'm like, okay. And I did that.
Okay.
I went up and down that driveway probably 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, okay, now what I want you to do, and he got in the car this time with me. He said, I want you back down the driveway. When you get to the bottom, turn the steering wheel hard left and back out on the street. So I did that. Then we were on the street and he says, okay, now turn the steering wheel, hold it there and drive back up the driveway. Then we went around the block. Well, he taught me, even with an automatic transmission, that you can downshift. Remember the old 3-2-1 was in the automatic, right? He said, Randy, I want you to understand one very important thing because we live here in Michigan. I said, what's that? And he said, never touch your brakes in the wintertime. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? He goes, go ahead. We're going through the subdivision. We were doing about 20 miles an hour. He goes, take it from D to third. It didn't do anything. Take it down to second. Yeah, a little bit of a slowdown. Take it down to one. I took that Chevy Impala to one, and that car literally came to a screeching halt almost on its own, but it was still moving at about a half a mile an hour, a mile an hour. It was still moving.
Uh-huh.
He said, now apply your brake. He goes, and he stopped. He said, put it in park. I put it in park. He looked me right in the eye, and he said, if you learn one thing from me, you never touch your brakes in the wintertime when you get older. I'll be dead. I'll be gone, but you'll remember me telling you this. Do you understand me? And I went, yes, sir. You're a former truck driver.
Yeah.
How many gears did your rig have?
Let's see. I had lows and highs, so I had a splitter. You know, ran all the way up through 10. So, I mean, there's a lot.
Right. Well, I had the anniversary truck, the Mac, the CX C13 anniversary truck, and it was a 13-gear splitter, same thing as you, Jake brake. I understand it all. How many times in the wintertime when you were hauling fuel or I was hauling, you know, ice cream through the hills of Pennsylvania, whatever, how many times did you actually use your brakes compared to downshifting those rigs?
I rarely touch the brake or the clutch ever.
Exactly.
Yeah, you use your gears to go up and down, even from a dead stop. You can sometimes pop it in that first low.
Yes.
Without stalling that engine to start the
creeper gear. Absolutely.
The creeper. Once you pop it in there, you're good. And
it comes to a stop.
It's kind of fun, you know. Work that little splitter with your little finger underneath the shifter and pop it right through everything.
Yes, absolutely. Well, here's the point I want to make, because I've been driving around doing a lot of things in Traverse City this past week, past 10 days, however long we've been dealing with this snow. And I cannot count the number of people who hit their brakes and lost control of their vehicle. Explain that process to people.
Well, your brakes hit, especially if, you don't know how to use an analog where you put the brake on to leave it there, no matter what it feels like or what's going
stomp
on.
Stomp it, hold it down.
You just stomp it and hold it. Yep. Your car has a computer that's going to, and mechanisms that's going to slow you down at the correct speed without losing traction. If you play with them and feather that brake, it messes everything up and you're going to skid all over the place. But you want to slow down and maintain that traction without going into a skid is the number one rule.
And because of the ABS pulsating, they literally pump the brakes for you while you're holding it down. It allows the wheel to continue to spin, maintaining traction of the tire.
Correct.
With the snow and ice, etc. Now, the other component to it, steering. Because when you lose that traction and the tires lose the traction, hydroplaning basically on the snow and ice, you don't have any ability to steer.
That's right. And most people don't understand that when you're driving on the snow, you actually are hydroplaning. On that snow when you're driving along, and so you've really got to pay attention to your speed, the weight of that vehicle, and then slowing down and then accelerating out of things versus trying to break your way out of things.
Right.
With inner driving, it's worth going and playing around with your vehicle even as an adult, because
sure.
Every vehicle you drive handles differently in the snow, from your all wheel drives, your front wheel drives, your rear wheel drives, all of it's different where the weight is in your vehicle. You should really go and put yourself into a skid and accelerate quickly and stomp that brake, feel what that analog pulsating feels like, so you know how your vehicle reacts and how to control it.
Absolutely. You know the best place to do that?
Well, you can go to a Walmart parking lot.
No. I got one even better. Even better.
Okay.
A church parking lot, except for Sundays.
Yeah, well, there you go, because it's going to be empty most of the time.
There you go.
Or you got a Bible study.
Yes, exactly. Or school, public school after hours. Now, here's the other thing. Because of that, and that one little tip right there that we're talking about today, and I'm going to send you the podcast, get this information out to people. How many times in the winter are you seeing claims where it's basically a very small fender bender? So of course, we've seen some big accidents, but small fender benders where people slide into somebody or they hit a post, the street sign, something like
right.
that. They hit a curb. How many times did that happen?
Those happen so much, or they run into you. And, we're going to have a warm-up here this weekend and into Monday, and those snowbanks are going to warm up, they're going to thaw, and then they're going to refreeze. So they're going to be icy, very, very, very hard. And our vehicles are just surrounded in plastic, and you back into a bank or you skid into a snowbank, you're likely to break your some components on the outside of the body of your vehicle, and we see lots of those that happen. You may not even know it until spring when that happens, but those can be kind of costly. They can damage sensors, it can cause all kinds of problems, and so that's why what we're talking about, knowing your vehicle and how to control it is so important.
Well, the other aspect to it, and this I just found out today, you're my insurance agent. I'm going to be talking to the adjuster anyway this afternoon after my show.
Uh-huh.
That new skin bumper that I got at half price compared to the other quote I got in Traverse City.
Uh-huh.
Well, he takes the old bumper off and he calls me and he goes, "Yeah, Randy, there's two small little brackets and the coils that are in the bumper that got damaged as well when the guy backed into your bumper." He said, "So I have to do a supplemental claim to your file with Farm Bureau." I said, "I'll give her a call."
Because those are broken, yeah. And so a lot of times, it's not really visible, but those
exactly.
are all safety. They're safety components to your vehicle. Your vehicle's made to fall apart. And
yes.
protect you on the inside. So when there's a collision, even a slow speed collision, those brackets crumple and they fold to absorb that energy. And they're designed to do that.
Yes.
Even when we really don't want them to, because a guy backed into you with a trailer hitch. It wasn't a catastrophic collision, but they still failed the way they were designed to work.
Yeah, they did their job.
They did. Yeah, and that can be expensive. That can take something that doesn't look like a big deal, and it can really ratchet up the cost, and that's why it's important to drive carefully and know your vehicle.
Well, and the other,
in your case,
the other,
you know, there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, and see, and this is another thing that I learned through my claim process with you through Farm Bureau, and the adjuster explained it to me very well. She said, Randy, Tristan put broad form collision on your vehicle with a $500 deductible. Broad form, you don't pay the deductible if you're not at fault. And because the car was parked in the Myers parking lot and the guy backed into me with his trailer hitch and put a perfect ball in my bumper, it was waived. So basically, I'm getting the vehicle fixed with no cost out of my pocket, but yet it was still involved in a collision.
Yeah, that's really good. I do see a lot of people will come in and they'll have a regular instead of broadened on their insurance. And I put, when I quote people, I quote them all at broadened unless they specifically request otherwise, because I want that to be the scenario where if it's not an at fault, they can go through the process a little less expensively.
Absolutely, absolutely. One other thing that we always talk about is bundling and multi-policy discounts. And we are in a situation here where we're trying to help you, help your clients, help Farm Bureau, and actually provide for an additional hire for you at your office there in Bel Air. And that is something happening because of your status of owning this Farm Bureau agency. You're in a qualifying process. Explain that to the listeners.
Yeah, so every year there's different benchmarks that I achieve with different policy counts in order to achieve compensation levels, which allow me to grow the business, provide better customer service, and those things. And one of those components is on the life insurance side. And I do need a handful more of life policies this year. And this resets every year. I work really hard to have those conversations with folks. But honestly, Randy, it's because I care about people. It isn't about the dollars. It's about caring for people to at least be aware and know what is available to them, how to protect their family, so on the worst day of a family's life, that there's not a financial concern because they know they protected themselves and their family members by owning life insurance.
Absolutely. And I'll give you a perfect example. As you know, Vicky won her election and was sworn in by Judge Kevin Elsenheimer to be the Antrim County Clerk. And she met yesterday with Stephanie in HR, and as the elected position, one of the benefits the county pays for all their employees or elected officials is no qualifying, no health questions, no background, but, she got a $250,000 life insurance policy.
Good.
And, yeah, and I'm like, wow, I didn't even realize that's a benefit,
Yeah.
And so, God forbid something happens, you know how much peace of mind that gave us last night just knowing that life insurance is in place?
Well, and you have other policies as well. So, this is a really, it makes you feel better at a level that's hard for people to understand if they don't have it.
Right.
It just, there's a relief that's there that if something happens, there are dollars in place to help with if there's debt hanging out there with end of life costs to make sure that a spouse, a surviving family member doesn't maybe have to work for a period of time. Maybe college is paid for with, for some of the kids or grandkids. Maybe it's, you're donating to your beneficiary is a nonprofit, whatever
or
it is.
Church. Whatever.
Or church, right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I told her, you know me and how smart alecky I am. I said, well, good. Now, if something happens and you pass away, we can have one really heck of a rip-roaring party. celebrate your life, and she laughed. But bottom line is, folks, you need to get a hold of Tristan. An insurance checkup, if you can save money –